Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm DC Carter. Today, we'll be learning about living in Christ. Here's Cheryl.
Remember when you accepted Christ as your Savior? Some of us felt different immediately, and some of us shed our bad habits right away, and others struggled with them for quite a while. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We are made new in Christ." That's what he tells us. But our memory, our mind, often won't let go of our past mistakes. If you've ever wished you could go back and change your past, or you've thought, if only, you've been drawn into the trap of the enemy. Have you felt accused of a sin you've asked God to forgive? You can't get over it? This can immobilize us. We feel ashamed, embarrassed, guilty, and sometimes even unworthy of the grace and mercy which covers our sin. We must remind the accuser of whose we are. In Christ we are loved. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." God's love is unconditional. It has no strings attached. In fact, 1 Peter 4:8 says, "God's love covers a multitude of sins." That means God's perfect love is enough to erase every sin we have ever committed. When God looks down on us, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He sees us just as if we've never sinned. The song "So Long, Self" expresses how God wants us to get over ourselves. Let's listen to "Mercy Me."
So long, self, well, it's been fine, but I have found somebody else. So long, self, there's just no room for two, so you are gonna have to move. So long, self, don't take this wrong, but you are wrong for me. Farewell, oh well, goodbye, don't cry. Oh, so long, self.
Don't you wish it was that easy to merely say goodbye, self? Well, it can be. But we must retrain our minds not to be so self-centered. And this can only be possible through an attitude of praise. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 says, "I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together." When we speak out God's praises, we give him the honor, the praise, and the glory due him. And that's truly the only way to say so long, self. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love, for your grace, and your mercy. Thank you that I am a new person in Christ. I want to walk in unselfishness. Thanks for the Psalms that gave us the words just now for our prayers. And thanks for making it possible through the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for your power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Turn up the music.
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm DC Carter. Have a great week.